Today's gospel is from the book of Luke. And the crowds answered him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed to you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we? What is it we should do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning their hearts regarding John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I am is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The word of good news according to Luke. I have to admit that I've often wondered what the word joy really means, probably because I spent too many years as an engineer dealing with major structural failures. Anyhow, but I can find happiness in little things, a good book, a beautiful sunset, or sharing a meal with friends. But joy, that feels different, a bit more elusive. I imagine joy as dancing, laughter, a little bit, hugging, as we will, and being completely caught up in the moment. But maybe joy is also something deeper. I think such deeper joy is possible in moments when we are God-touched, when we experience a love so infinite that it seems almost overwhelming. When we have this deeper joy, we are not alone. We become fully aware of the presence of the divine, of God within and around us. Such times, Thomas Merton wrote, are experiences of the transcendent and inexpressible God, a vivid awareness of infinite being at the roots of our own being. One such real experience can bring a joy that changes the course of one's life. For Merton, such gifts of awareness are an awakening to the big real within us, all that is real. Think now on your moments of joy. I can imagine for some, it's a wedding, a graduation, the birth of a grandchild, seeing a beautiful sunset. Have you also experienced the wonder of creation, realizing how small we are in the infinity of the cosmos? These are the real, big real, within our real. Do we take time to really savor this joy and experience? contemplation on the real presence of God as the real within our realities led Zephaniah to compose his song of joy, beginning with the words, "Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart." How do you hold and express your joys? Do they sometimes feel like God-touched moments in your lives? For the second reading today from Isaiah, the Lord is promising joy to the nation of Judah, but it is a joy yet to come. Both prophets, Zephaniah and Isaiah, were indicating a future based on the hard work that God's people needed to do to overcome the national sins of a nation in the times in which these words were written. In our gospel today, Luke writes that John the baptizer answered the crowds seeking the joy of the promised Messiah yet to come. The Messiah that they had to buckle down and build the kingdom for now. Repent, or better, change your thinking back to what God really seeks from us individually and nationally. Sin no more. Love your neighbor. Follow the Torah, was his teaching. Turn your hearts and minds to Yahweh. This message of John the Baptizer is the same message of the early prophets to the nation of Judah. It is a message of real joy yet to come, the Messiah. So, here we are, facing a different state of the nation through the promised actions of Project 2025. Its core is stated as a potential winnowing out of those who don't swear allegiance to the newly elected president. They are to be the chaff and to face judgment. Loyalty means being in the elect, the wheat of the winnowing process. The kingdom they want seems to be only an earthly kingdom, not the kingdom of real joy. So, where can we go in our heart-mind unity to find our joy in these times? In this Advent season, we have learned so far that we can find hope and the peace of God in forgiveness. Where is our real joy in this living, our living reality? For me, it can only be found through contemplative seeking and knowing the agape love, the freely given and real love to be found in God's presence within and around us. It is the real within today's reality. Spend some time this season contemplating on that reality. Hope is here to all who answer God's call to peace and his hope. It is the joy that is also yet to come. In the prophetic words for us in the Isaiah reading today, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say on that day, 'Give thanks to the Lord.'" So, all we have to do is let our buckets down into the well, draw some water, and pour it out. As Amos prophesied, "And justice will yet roll down like water, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream of our drawn waters." It is the promise of real hope and real joy that Amos prophesied. There is joy we find for us when we gift NHI loads of critically needed home supplies with formerly unhoused persons, as we are doing constantly and enthusiastically with the gifts that you have provided this season. We also celebrated real joy yesterday at our sharing the meal with our guests on Saturday. Was it Saturday?
Friday.
It says Friday here, but I maybe not. There are so many opportunities for joyful tasks to do in the days and the years ahead. We are building the kingdom one more joyful step at a time. In the meantime, let's have some and share the joy we have in our blessed community, including you folks out there in Zoom land. Right now, how about a joyful smile? Everybody, nice joyful smile. And how about a loud amen?
Amen.
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 So, please come if you wish and briefly share your real joys with us at this time.